Hey, it's Rebecca Smith for the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to health care. This week we hear from Matthew Mertz and Lee Porterfield in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. They're both veterans who served in the Army for more than two decades. They spoke about how all of their children were born in different places and the complications of finding TRICARE, or military health benefits, in some civilian environments. Here's Lee.
Matter of fact, none of my kids were born on an installation.
Really?
My oldest daughter was born in Springfield because I was in Panama at the time. And then my son, I was in recruiting, he was born in Cape Girardeau. And when I was in recruiting, again, all of that was all, it was all TRICARE standard, and it was all on the economy. And so you had to go, we went to Cape Girardeau Hospital or clinics. And TRICARE, the problem with TRICARE a lot of times is they have to be a participant in the program. Not all doctors or offices are a participant. And typically it's the lowest bidding ones that will accept the government's rate. So you know you can go to the other doctors that have a better reputation or better services, but you're going to pay out of pocket because standard won't cover that. So you're limited. So yeah, it's nice to have the option to go to a military facility and get all the services. And then if they don't have it, they'll refer you out. That's sometimes an issue at Gilwalk. Yeah. They have a hard time keeping their positions, their doctor, bringing in the specialist or keeping the doctors and the nurses and the staff, because not everybody wants to come to Fort Leonard Wood. So they have a little bit of a harder time keeping those positions filled and those specialties. But like I said, they refer you off if it's something that they don't have. So
it's an instant referral, and they pay your mileage up and back, and they take care of you. And like you were talking about your kids being born, I've had out of my four children, one that was born in a military treatment facility, and that was my last one was born here at Fort Leonard Wood. But like when I was at Fort McPherson, we lived so far away from the base, and they didn't have that care, that he was born in Noonan Hospital, and it was a small hospital. You know, you talked about if they're in the network. Well, Noonan Hospital was in the network, but my second son was born in Ohio. I was in Cuba. Well, I was there when he was born, but additional care while I got deployed to Cuba soon after, that if the doctor wasn't in the network, and we didn't understand that, you know, you start getting bills for like a couple $100 from the doctor, and you're like, well, we got TRICARE Prime Remote, we're good. And you need to understand that they're not in the network. That's an out-of-pocket expense. The nearest military treatment facility to us was Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and that was about 75 miles down the road, and you're not going to go that far. So you go to the civilian, and they, oh, yeah, we accept TRICARE, but you have to make sure that the doctor's group, it was a medical group of doctors that worked at that hospital, well, they didn't take TRICARE, so you were billed separately than the hospital. And then when I got back from Cuba, I was cleaning that up because we were young. We didn't understand that.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that, you know, when like you did recruiting, that's remote. And then like my family went back to Ohio when I went to Cuba.
Yeah.
So it's you have to educate yourself. The insurance card is not you have to understand what you're doing when you're in a civilian treatment facility as opposed to a military, because the military is a great benefit with the health care. I mean, it is, depending on the policy, you pick 100% covered everything.
That was Matthew Mertz and Lee Porterfield in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, speaking about the difficulties of finding TRICARE or military health benefits in some civilian environments, particularly when their children are born in different places. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks, which was reported and produced by Reagan Mertz. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.